Chapter 2, The Place Inside the Blizzard. From a sound tape collection of North Karhidish hearth tales in the archives of the College of Historians in Erinrong, narrator unknown, recorded during the reign of Argovan VIII. About 200 years ago, in the hearth of Shath, in the Pering storm border, there were two brothers who vowed kemmering to each other. In those days, as now, full brothers were permitted to keep kemmer until one of them should bear a child, but after that they must separate. So it was never permitted them to vow kemmering for life. Yet this they had done. When a child was conceived, the Lord of Shath commanded them to break their vow and never meet in kemmer again. On hearing this command, one of the two, the one who bore the child, despaired, and would hear no comfort or counsel, and, procuring poison, committed suicide. Then the people of the hearth rose up against the other brother and drove him out of hearth and domain, laying the shame of the suicide upon him. And since his own lord had exiled him and his story went before him, none would take him in. But after the 3 days' guesting, all sent him from their doors as an outlaw. So from place to place he went, until he saw that there was no kindness left for him in his own land, and his crime would not be forgiven. His transgression of the coal controlling incest became a crime when seen as the cause of his brother's suicide. He had not believed this would be so, being a young man and unhardened. When he saw that it was so indeed, he returned over the land to Shath, and as an exile stood in the doorway of the outer hearth. This he said to his hearth fellows there, "I am without a face among men. I am not seen. I speak and am not heard. I come and am not welcomed. There is no place by the fire for me, no food on the table for me, nor bed made for me to lie in. Yet I still have my name. Getherin is my name. That name I lay on this hearth as a curse, and with it my shame. Keep that for me. Now nameless I will go seek my death." Then some of the hearthmen jumped up with shouts and tumult, intending to kill him, for murder is a lighter shadow on a house than suicide. He escaped them and ran northward over the land towards the ice, outrunning all who pursued him. They came back all chapfallen to Shath. But Getherin went on, and after 2 days' journey came to the Pering Ice. The Pering Ice is the glacial sheet that covers the northernmost portion of Karhide, and is, in winter when the Guthan Bay is frozen, contiguous with the Gobrin Ice of Orgrin. For 2 days he walked northward on the ice. He had no food with him, nor shelter but his coat. On the ice nothing grows and no beasts run. It was the month of Suzmi, and the first great snows were falling those days and nights. He went alone through the storm. On the second day he knew he was growing weaker. On the second night he must lie down and sleep a while. On the third morning, waking, he saw that his hands were frostbitten, and found that his feet were too, though he could not unfasten his boots to look at them, having no use left of his hands. He began to crawl forward on knees and elbows. He had no reason to do so, as it did not matter whether he died in one place on the ice or another, but he felt that he should go northward. After a long while the snow ceased to fall around him and the wind to blow. The sun shone out. He could not see far ahead as he crawled, for the fur of his hood came forward over his eyes. No longer feeling any cold in his legs and arms, nor on his face, he thought that the frost had benumbed him. Yet he could still move. The snow that lay over the glacier looked strange to him, as if it were a white grass growing up out of the ice. It bent to his touch and straightened again like grass blades. He ceased to crawl and sat up, pushing back his hood so he could see around him. As far as he could see lay fields of the snow grass, white and shining. There were groves of white trees with white leaves growing on them. The sun shone, and it was windless, and everything was white. Getherin took off his gloves and looked at his hands. They were white as the snow. Yet the frostbite was gone out of them, and he could use his fingers and stand upon his feet. He felt no pain, and no cold, and no hunger. He saw way over the ice to the north a white tower like the tower of a domain, and from this place, far away, one came walking towards him. After a while, Gethryn could see that the person was naked. His skin was all white, and his hair was all white. He came nearer and near enough to speak. Gethryn said, "Who are you?" The white man said, "I am your brother and Kemmering, Hode." Hode was the name of his brother who had killed himself. And Gethryn saw that the white man was his brother in body and feature, but there was no longer any life in his belly, and his voice sounded thin, like the creaking of ice. Gethryn asked, "What place is this?" Hode answered, "This is the place inside the blizzard. We who kill ourselves dwell here. Here you and I shall keep our vow." Gethryn was frightened, and he said, "I will not stay here. If you had come away with me from our hearth into the southern lands, we might have stayed together and kept our vow lifelong, no man knowing our transgression. But you broke your vow, throwing it away with your life, and now you cannot say my name." This was true. Hode moved his white lips, but could not say his brother's name. He came quickly to Gethryn, reaching out his arms to hold him, and seized him by the left hand. Gethryn broke free and ran from him. He ran to the southward, and running saw rise up before him a white wall of falling snow, and when he entered into it, he fell again on his knees and could not run, but crawled. On the ninth day after he had gone up on the ice, he was found in their domain by people of Orhok Hearth, which lies northeast of Shath. They did not know who he was nor where he came from, for they found him crawling in the snow, starving, snow-blind, his face blackened by sun and frost, and at first he could not speak. Yet he took no lasting harm, except in his left hand, which was frozen and must be amputated. Some of the people there said this was Gethryn of Shath, of whom they had heard talk. Others said it could not be, for that Gethryn had gone up on the ice in the first blizzard of autumn and was certainly dead. He himself denied that his name was Gethryn. When he was well, he left Orhok and the storm border and went into the southern lands, calling himself Enoch. When Enoch was an old man dwelling in the plains of Rur, he met a man from his own country and asked him, "How fares Shath domain?" The other told him that Shath fared ill. Nothing prospered there in hearth or tilth, all being blighted with illness, the spring seed frozen in the ground, or the ripe grain rotten, and so it had been for many years. Then Enoch told him, "I am Gethryn of Shath," and told him how he had gone up on the ice and what he had met with there. At the end of his tale he said, "Tell them at Shath that I take back my name and my shadow." Not many days after this, Gethryn took sick and died. The traveler carried his words back to Shath, and they say that from that time on the domain prospered again, and all went as it should go in field and house and hearth.